What is faith? February 23. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The thought that the righteousness of Christ is imputed to us, not because of any merit on our part, but as a free gift from God, is a precious thought. The enemy of God and humanity is not willing that this truth should be clearly presented, for he knows that if the people receive it fully, his power will be broken. If he can control minds, so that doubt and unbelief and darkness shall compose the experience of those who claim to be the children of God, he can overcome them with temptation. The simple faith that takes God at his word should be encouraged. God's people must have that faith which will lay hold of divine power, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Those who believe that God for Christ's sake has forgiven their sins should not, through temptation, fail to press on to fight the good fight of faith. Their faith should grow stronger until their Christian life, as well as their words, shall declare, "The blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin." Faith is trusting God, believing that he loves us and knows best what is for our good. Thus, instead of our own way, it leads us to choose his way. In place of our ignorance, it accepts his wisdom. In place of our weakness, his strength. In place of our sinfulness, his righteousness. Our lives, ourselves, are already his. Faith acknowledges his ownership and accepts its blessing. Truth, uprightness, purity, have been pointed out as secrets of life's success. Every good impulse or aspiration is the gift of God. Faith receives from God the life that alone can produce true growth and efficiency. How to exercise faith should be made very plain. To every promise of God there are conditions. If we are willing to do his will, all his strength is ours. Whatever gift he promises is in the promise itself. As surely as the oak is in the acorn, so surely is the gift of God in his promise. Faith that enables us to receive God's gifts is itself a gift. It grows as it is exercised in appropriating the Word of God. In order to strengthen faith, we must often bring it in contact with the Word. How often those who trusted the Word of God, though in themselves utterly helpless, have withstood the power of the whole world. These are the world's true noblemen. They are its royal line.